Hey y'all, we are at Williford Springs in Florida, and behind me here, there's a hole in the floor of this spring about 10 feet down. It pumps something like 16 million gallons of water a day. So we're going to look at Mark 4 after the parable of the sower, starting in 13. And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word, and these are the ones along the path where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, the ones who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy, and they have no root in themselves, but endure for a while. Then, when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. And others are the ones sown among thorns. They are those that hear the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. But those that were sown on the good soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold." So remember, Jesus in this section is conducting a ministry that's not really to help a lot of people come and help a lot of people understand. He is mainly looking for those who are willing to leave the crowd to follow him and take in his word and listen to it. And in this explanation of the parable, I think there's a lot of different ways that it's taught, and I think there's a lot of different ways you can take it. Let me suggest two. One is, of course, in the sowing of the word. In other words, the sower is us, and we sow the word of the kingdom of God, the message of Jesus. And the one lesson is we sow it liberally. We really can't control outcomes. So we sow it everywhere we can. We can't, you know, you don't see the sower trying to get the hard ground to become good soil. He just sows the word and lets the word take care of itself. And so I think that's one way to understand the passage and an encouragement to us that we're just to sow, be very liberal in our sowing and leave it to the word of God to do the work and to bear fruit. But of course, the other way we can take it is what kind of soil we are or how we're responding to the word of God. And one thing I would suggest about this is you're never only one kind of soil, but it's sort of up to us how we respond. So I think in part, this is also an admonition to us. You might even say it's a kind of a guide to reading the Bible. How do you read the Bible? Is it something you hear and you like it and you go away and it doesn't stick? Is it something that easily gets crowded out by busyness? Or is it something that you really listen to and hold on to and allow to bear fruit in your life? So again, we've said this many times, God is interested in fruit and he's interested in us bearing fruit. And so I think a very important way for us to take this passage is, what kind of soil am I? Or what kind of listener to the word of God am I? Am I someone who just lets it go in my mind and then it goes out? Or am I someone who ponders it, meditates on it, studies it, thinks about it in the watches of the night, so that eventually it bears fruit in our lives? So may we bear the fruit that Jesus wants us to bear by the sowing of the word. Amen.